We are on Gittin Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Vav Amud Aleph 6a. Tanya. Tanya is the second to last word on the first line. Tanya Kavas de Rav Ashi. We have a brisa which is in line with Rav Ashi. In what way? I may be getting Minas Hayama Filuhu Bavais. Vistoper Balia. Hu Balia Vistoper Bavais. Afilu Nichnas Vyotikolium Kulo Kusher. That even if the person who's going to be the shliach is not present at the writing of the get, but is in the house, and even if he's not in the house all the time, but he's a yotze v'nichnas, as we say in the kashrus world, so nonetheless, that's still kasher. He's still allowed to say the words of v'fanechtav u'v'fanechtam. Hu b'bayis v'sofer b'aliyah. What if it's the other way around? No, that's who. That's what it was before. Hu b'bayis v'sofer b'aliyah. Morning, that if he's in the house and the sofer is upstairs, he doesn't see him at all. So rather what it means is, it must be like Abaye said, like Rav Ashi said, that he could at least hear the quill and he could hear the scroll being ruffled, I guess. And that's what Rav Ashi said. So Amar Mar Afilu Nichnas Vyosikol Yom Kulu Kasher. So Man, even if he's coming in and going out every all day, then he's be kasher. So who are we talking about when we say that? Ilay Mashliach. If we're gonna say the Shliach, even if he goes in and out of the house, it's still gonna be a kasher get. Hash the Hu Avayis V'Sofer V'Yeh the Lel Chazilei. If it's gonna be kasher, even if he doesn't see him at all. When he's upstairs, when he's downstairs, and the sofer is upstairs, so Amar Kasher Nechus Vos Mivaya. If it's a situation where he sees some of it and he's coming in and out of the house, so then it's still gonna be Kasher. It's all the more so it's gonna be Kasher because he actually sees part of it. Yeah. El sofer must be that the Bryce is referring to the actual sofer. The scribe is going in and out of the house. So then the Gemara says, "What do you think, Pshita? Mishum zinichus v'yosinafs v'linei? Just because he's going in and out of the house, that means he's going to make it puzzle? Since when does a get have to be written in one fell swoop? Why can't he take a break here and there and take some fresh air outside?" Says Gemara, "Lo tzriach zinafak l'shuk v'asa." The reason why his consideration is concerned is because he goes out to the market and then comes back. And therefore, Mahu Detema, in the Shachrina Ashkechevi Amarle, maybe we're going to consider that he met somebody else in the Shuk. And now that person had asked him, "Oh, here's the sofa. I've been waiting to talk to you. Haven't seen you. I'm glad I ran into you in the store. I need a get." Oh, it just happens to be that this guy, is better friends with him, and better that when he comes back, his get that he was writing should be for the other guy.
But it doesn't matter since all he had to know was witness was one line anyway. We learned that yesterday.
No, but we're concerned about now is that he doesn't have the proper lishma, meaning that yes, the shliach would suffice for him to say the words of Hananefta, Hananefta, when he only sees part of it. But we still want the get to be all written lishma. I don't think this is about the shliach per se. I think this is just about...
Well, he's going to get to the rest of the correct get anyway, because the guy in the marketplace would have different names.
No, saying the guy in the marketplace happens to have the same name.
I think
look,
it could be
I'll
either
pay
one.
You more. I'll pay you more. Give me the get you started writing
I don't
already.
Know. I think it could be either way, whether he has the same name or he doesn't. But yeah, it's probably what the Gemara is talking about there. Either way, the Gemara says... Even though that's a far-fetched concern, it could be a concern, and that's why the Bryce has to say Kamash Milan. That the Bryce has to say it's still kosher, even if he goes out to the Shekhan, even if that could happen. So Itamar, it was said in Bavel, Rav Amar Keret Yisrael Gittin. Oh, Bavel, Rav.
Yeah.
In regards to Bavel. Rav Amar Keres Yisrael Gittin, Ushmul Amar Kid Chutzlaret. So an interesting machlokas that Bavel is considered like Eretz Yisrael or not. Leba v'hakam of Hakam, let us suggest that this is what the real machlokas is. Rav holds it's Eretz Yisrael. Demar Savar Levishain Bikin Lishma Bahani Gimiri. The reason is because the reason, like Rava, is because the reason you would have to say the Faranat Faranatam is because people aren't Bikin, they're not experts in the Lishma of a get. But the people in Bavel, of course, the headquarters of Jewish scholarship, they would know. Umar Savar and Shmuel thinks no. It's about what Rabba, sorry, I got them mixed up. Rabba is the one who says with Lishma. Umar Savar, Lefish Ein Eidim Mitzvim Lekaimo. And Shmuel believes that the reason why it would be considered like Chutzlars is because it's so far away that we still have the concern of getting the Eidim back. Vahani Nami Loshchichi. And here, the witnesses are also not common or easily attainable, accessible. From Eretz Yisrael, sorry, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Now, two things that we've already seen, which presumably would undercut this argument. Number one is that Rava already holds of Rava, right? We've established that Rava holds of Rava. I don't know if that's finally glorious, but Rava already holds of Rava, so that wouldn't matter that, you know, they have Lishma. You still have a concern of not getting the Eden back. And then secondly, we know that Rava. We know that Rava, what was I going to say before? This one I was going to say. Too early.
Well, didn't we say that in Eretz Yisrael, one of the reasons that we weren't worried about not being able to climb the Eidim is because everybody came to
Right,
the
that's what it was. Right. There's a caravan back and forth.
There wasn't a central place in Bavel that everybody came to because there were Sura and Pampadisa and all sorts of different centers. I don't know that there was one center where Yerushalayim was.
Okay. You went in a different direction than I thought. I thought you were going to say that just like people always came to Yerushalayim, people always came from Bavel to Israel.
No, but I'm saying from one place in Bavel to another place.
Right. I know what you're saying. I think that what we're talking about here is if a get is from Bavel, I guess it could be either one, yeah. Okay, interesting. So either way, so the Gemara asks, Vitispera, is that really true? Ha Rabba is the Rabba. Right, Rabba holds of Rabba also, that it would be about Edom and the Kaimo. So even though maybe they have an expertise, they'd accomplish Lishma, even Rabba would hold that you need to be able to access the witnesses. And here we're worried that you wouldn't, and therefore you would have to. So now we're back to square one. Why is it that Rav holds that Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael? Everyone agrees that you have to be Mekayim to get. Rav Savar came to Ikum Yisifta because there is a yeshiva there, or many yeshivas there. Yisifta, I think it's one, but I think
this is here just academies.
You have academies, plural.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be Misiftos?
I would think.
Okay. Either way. Diga Misifta. Mishkach Shrichi. So then people are going to recognize them, the signatures on the get. Ushmul Savar Misifta, the Gir Saihu Treaty. People in Yeshiva, they're too busy. You know, the Yeshiva guys, they're too busy unless there's a Chasana or a Briz or a Shalom Zachner or an Ufruf. Then they're not busy all of a sudden. But
they're not going to be looking at documents.
Okay. Yeah, right. They're not in the document business. Okay. It's Marnami. It's also said. Okay, so that's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Nothing to do with Rabba and Rabba. Just about whether we believe the yeshiva guys are willing to testify. It's Marnami. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rav Huna. Asinu Atmenu BeBavel. Carries to Shaul Kitzin. Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. When Rav came to Bavel, we understood that we should be considered like Eretz Yisrael's status. But before Rav came, presumably they had to say, B'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. I guess. Mesiv Rav Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda.
He says, Shmuel was in Bavel before Rav. So when Shmuel
okay.
was in Bavel,
he held it himself.
They paskin like Shmuel.
Uh-huh.
When Rav came, they started to paskin like Rav.
There's a general rule that we paskin like Rav be Isurim and Shmuel be Mamonim. that, and this is an Isser V'Hetzer situation, right. So he's asking like Rav. So whenever he stepped in,
prior to
before that, they didn't know. Well, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't there, yeah. Okay. Meiz Rebbe Yirmiya, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Mirekem L'Mizrach, Mirekem K'Mizrach. That Rekem is the eastern boundary, and even Rekem itself is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Me'ashkelon Darim, Ashkelon Kidarim, same with Ashkelon, but to the south. Me'akol Tzafon, Akol to the north, Akol Kitzafon. V'habavel Tzfon to Eretz Yisrael, Taima. I mean, that's, we needed to quote Rebbe Yehuda for that. We needed to quote Rebbe Yehuda to say that Bavel is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, either way, just say, V'yom Hashem Elayi, Mitzafon, Tifatach. Listen, not Rebbe Meir, Omer Akol carries Yisrael gets in Vasila Rebbe Meir, Lokamer Elav Akol to Mikarva. The only thing Rebbe Meir is disagreeing with is about the actual city of Akko. He believes that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, whereas Akko was the port, right, because it's relatively close. And the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda, I think, still said that Akko is Lotzafon, the Akko Kitzafon. About Babel, the Merachkelo, but Babel is much further away than Akko. Okay. Who most of love, whom of Arikla? Lebarmi Babel. Rebbe Yirmiya asked the question, then he answered it. Yes. It's not including Babel. Okay.
When the Mishnah says that every place north of Akko
right.
Is
Chutz Laaretz,
it doesn't mean
Babel. Ad heichan hi Babel. Until when is it considered Babel? Amar Pabel v'kamachlokas v'yuchsin kach machlokas v'gitzin. Just like it's a machlokas where the boundary is for lineage. Can you claim your Babylonian for the sake of Yichus? Okay. Rav Yosef Amar Machlokas Yuchsin Aval Gitzin Direkol Ad Arba Tinan the Gishra. Until the second Erev?
Until the second willow swamp past the bridge.
Oh, Arava, okay. The second willow swamp past the bridge. Do we know what any of these places are? The swamp or the bridge? Do we have a general feeling of how big Babel was back then?
Well, we have maps.
You know what I'm thinking of when I hear this line?
The location of these cities and so forth were known.
I'm saying, do we have that map? Is there a bridge that they're referring to, a specific river? I'm sure it's like a creek or something. I don't know. I'm thinking
those all seem like very temporary marks.
Right.
Well, he said the bridge crossing the Euphrates.
Well, that's a big marker, if that's what they mean.
It'd be like saying past the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right. No, that's what I'm asking. But is Babel on the Euphrates River?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, some parts of it are on the Euphrates, parts of it are on the Tigris.
Interesting. I didn't know it was that big. Like it went between river to river.
Area.
Yeah, how big of an area is that between the two rivers?
I mean, they meet at some point.
Uh huh. I guess.
I mean, here's the Tigris, here's the Euphrates.
I remember, like it's like a veiny kind of look.
But I mean, the area between was called
the fertile crescent. The fertile crescent was very big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it depends how wide you're gonna look at it. Plus, it's just one part. Okay, interesting. I don't really know the geography of Babel. Either way, I was going to say that this sounds to me like, did the guy learn in Lakewood? Now, how big is Lakewood? Lakewood's getting so big that it's like, okay, did you really learn in Lakewood, or were you in like one of the outskirts of Lakewood? You know, Manalapan is not Lakewood. You know, Forest Park is Lakewood, but you know, for the sake of Yuchsin. Oh, yeah, he learned in Lakewood.
Well, I think there was a city called Babel at one point. I mean, I think in Talmudic times, it's a country. It's just a general city, a city area.
Okay, could be.
Matter of fact, I mean, by this time, it included Persia.
Babel included Persia.
I think it was all under one rulership.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, I mean, back from the time when the events in Sefer Daniel.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I hear that they spoke Aramaic there.
Well, the King Cyrus defeated Belshazzar.
Okay. I don't know. So he claims that it's two swamps past the bridge. All right. Rav Chista Matrich me Aktifon lebe Ardishir. Okay, at least these are names of places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aktifon.
We have a map here showing where those are.
So they are just here. Really, we know where those places are.
Yeah, they're about 25 miles. The two cities are approximately 25 kilometers southeast of Baghdad, faced each other on either side of the Tagus River.
Wow, okay. Baghdad, I've always known as like Babel proper. You know, that's like the mainstay of Babel, no?
Well, I think the original mainstay of Babel was the city called
I know, but I'm saying, like, what we know as Baghdad is where Babel was, no?
Yes.
Today. That's, like, the most prominent city.
Baghdad existed back then also.
Yeah, okay. So Rav Chista says you need to say b'fanenechta, because Aktifon to Be'ar Yishir, even though they might be in Babel, is too far away. It's not, you know, in the center of it. V'umi Be'ar Yishir la'Aktifon Lomatrich. But if you're going from Be'er Deshir, I guess, which is closer to Babel, or more within the limits.
Same two places.
Right. I'm saying, but they, I assume, if we're going to say that it's about Lishma, which we're about to say, so they're more in the mainland, if you will. So Matrich, so Lema, Lomatrich. Lema, Kasavra, Lefishim, Bikin, Lishma. And they're close to the center of Babel, and therefore they have a greater exodus. Hani Gemiri. The people in Be'er Deshir are more liable. But it's Rav HaRabbah Yisrael Rav. Doesn't make sense to say that anywhere, because Rabbah holds that you need Rabbah's opinion too. That yes, it's all about getting the witnesses a bit later. Everyone agrees that you have to say before enough to enough them. The Hani came into Azul Shukahasam, Hanach Yadu Chasimus Yadam Dahani, and the people of Akti's phone will know the signatures of the people from Be'er Deshir, because the people of Aktifon, oh no, because the people of Be'er Deshir would constantly come to Aktifon. So before we thought it was a benefit because of Be'er Deshir, but really it's a benefit because of Aktifon, where the Be'er Deshir people would come to their marketplace. Okay? V'hani b'dehanach lo yadi. But the people of Be'er Deshir didn't recognize the people of Aktifon, because Aktifon my time a why, the Shukaihu treaty, because the people in Ardashir were busy and they didn't give a second thought to the signatures of Aktis. But I guess I don't know which direction this is going. The people of Be'er Deshir in their marketplace were so busy that they did not pay as much attention as to the signatures of people from Aktis phone. But Aktis phone, I guess they had less going on in Octave's phone, and therefore they paid more attention to each customer. I don't know. It's an interesting sociological insight here about the busyness of the marketplace in both areas. But okay. Rabba Baravu ha matrich me arsa la arsa. When you're going from, what is this, a block?
One row of houses to another row
right.
of houses across the street.
Well, we would call
going to the extreme in the other direction.
That even for this, you're saying. Yeah, even for this, you would need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam.
Mm-hmm.
Rav Sheshes Masrich Mishchun L'Shchun. Rav Sheshes says, you know, zip code to zip code. Rav Masrich Bosa Shchun. Rav even required it within the same zip code. V'ha Rav Huda Amar L'Kishem Mitzvim L'Kaim. But Rav, you're the one that said it's all about whether or not the Edom could be accessible later on. So Rav said, no, Shani B'nei Mechuza. And Mechuza is different than IT. Because they're moving all the time.
So they might not still be here when you need to try to find them.
Yeah, I assume that we're like B'nai Mechuzah today. Uh-huh. But at the same time, we have greater ability to transport and communicate, so I don't know. Does that matter?
Questions, would they say it's liquid like the Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, right, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. If it's about Lishma, fine. Rav Chanin Mishtai, Rav Kahana, Aisigita. So Rav Chanin once told over that Rav Kahana was bringing a get. He didn't remember if he was bringing it from Surah to Narada or Narada to Surah. But as Lakami de Rav, he came in front of Rav. Do I have to say it or not? I'm coming from Babel. Right, is that the question?
Well, it's coming from one place in Babel to another place in Babel. Both Surah and Babel.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Meaning he's just asking whether or not you have to say before Nachtav and Nachtav and Bavel. So Amar Le'ei Lo Tzricha. You don't have to.
Just do it.
No, that's so funny.
That's a good point. If it was really written in front of him, why not just say it and then you don't have a question?
Right. Right. What is the disadvantage to saying it?
Well, unless the problem was it wasn't written in front of him, so he can't say it. So the question is this good because I can't say it?
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like a question.
It doesn't sound like a question.
He's asking, should I say it, or
did
do I have
to? Did you hear the quill scratching? Did you hear a few words?
But I will say also, because we said a couple of days ago that there was an interesting ramification. If somebody were to say, I don't know if it was about Fonenachta time, it was maybe about something else. But if you were to say it, so then it would almost imply that any get that came from Bavel and they didn't say it means that they did something wrong.
Okay.
So maybe there's one, you know, small nuance issue. And if you're going to say, it, it's good. Is it asking that question? Mi avadis dahanis. My I avadis dahanis. What does it mean?
What did Rav mean when he said if you make the preparation?
Right. If you say it, it'll be good. Di asabah ma'ara lo mashkiachinan bay. If when you come you say the phrase, so then even if the husband would come later, we're not going to listen to him at all.
So it might not be necessary for you to say it, but there's an advantage if you say it, because then at least you...
Right. There's still a slight advantage.
To the woman.
Yeah, that we don't have to go through any court cases, even though it's possible to do it later. You don't have to if you do it like that. K'ditanya ma'as v'adam e'ach shev yigen l'vnei Rabbi Yishmael. Amr lo tzarech, ani lo mar v'vanenechtam, v'vanenechtam, o enu tzarech. Amr lo, v'ni, v'hechanata, where are you coming from? Amar lo, Rabbi Mikfar Sisai Ani. This is where I'm coming from. Kfar Sisai. Amar lo, Tarech Atalom Vananechtam Vananechtam, Shalot Yizakik Leidim. So that the woman doesn't have to go find the witnesses. Okay. I'm not really sure where this Kfar Sisai is. I assume
it's in the Galileo.
Okay, it's in the north and he's coming to what? Center of Eretz Yisrael somewhere? I don't know. Lachshia, so after the guy left. Nichnas Vanan Rabbi Yilai. Amar lo, Rabbi, v'halok far sisai muvlas v'tchum Eretz Yisrael. It's within Eretz Yisrael. U'krov l'tzipor yosem y'akko. It's closer to Tzipor than Akko. I guess he was in Tzipor at the time. U'tanan, Rabbi Meir, Omer Akko k'Eretz Yisrael getzin. And even Rabbi Meir holds that Akko's good enough for getzin. So surely, far sisai should also be included. V'afil r'avar l'afil y'alid Rabbi Meir, el v'akko b'mir achka. And Rabbi Anam, when they disagree with the Rabbi Meir, only disagreed about Akkad itself, and that anything closer should not be a problem. About Kfar Sisai, Yom Karvalo, but Kfar Sisai should be included. So Amar Lo, Silk Benish, Silk. Cholov Yasa, Davram Hetzer Yasa. Once the get was kosher, it's going to be good enough, something like that. That once we establish the B'fanenechtam, so if the husband comes, even if it wasn't necessary beforehand, we won't have to put up with the husband and the whole process later. Yeah. Good. So ha ihu nami lo ihu nami shelo tizakek le'edim kamarlei. Even Rabbi Yishmael said to this person, for the sake of not getting witnesses. So then why are you even asking this question? So, I mean, Rabbi Yishmael heard this story from Rabbi Eli. Sorry. What are we asking here?
Well, Rabbi Yishmael, his statement had been that you should say, Tzarichat alomar b'fanay nechtav b'fanay nechtav shalot tizachik leidim.
Right.
He said the reason was, so the woman won't have to find get witnesses.
So what's the question?
So by adding that reason, it sounds like he was saying, the reason you say it is so the woman won't have to find aid him. It's not because it's required.
Right. Was that,
so why did Rabbi Eli even question it?
Oh, so you're saying that when Rabbi Yishmael said the phrase, Shalot Tizakek Le'edim, then why is it that Rabbi Yilai was so distraught about Rabbi Shmuel saying to do it? Clearly, it was only for the extra insurance of not having to go get Edom later. So why was he asking the question? He said that. So the Gemara says, "Lo saimu hakamei."
Rabbi Eli didn't hear Rabbi Yishmael say that.
Really? That's all that means?
Yeah. Because
all
right. After he left.
I thought there was going to be more juicier than that. It was after who left? The guy?
Wait, after this guy who brought the get, right? There was an Adam Echad who brought this get.
Oh, no, I think maybe it's similar to that, but I think it's that Rabbi Yishmael didn't say that phrase to the guy by the time the guy left. So Rabbi Yulai thought that wasn't a real important part of of what he said to the guy, even though he heard it. He thought maybe it wasn't part of the argument, but really it was. Okay. Shalach le Rabbi Yahya Sal Rav Chista Gitin Habay Misham Lekan from Bavel Teretz Yisrael Ein Tzarachlam Befanenachlam Nafam. So Lema Ksevel Tishnei Bekin Lishma V'Hani Gemiri. Let's say it's like Rabba. That it's all about Lishma. But this Rabba Harabba Yisrael the Rabba. Again, Rabba holds a Rabba also, so it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make a difference. Al Kuyam of Vino the Kaimava came to Rabbi Mitzaka Nachsi, Mishkach Sheikhina. Because there are people that go all the time between Babel and Eretz Yisrael, as you said before, so then it is common that we'll be able to substantiate the witness signatures. Rabbi Yossi Man Lamagon, the Rabbi Avyasar Bar Samchahu. How do we know that Rabbi Avyasar is a reliable source of halacha? The Ode, Ha'ihu Deshalach Lay L'Rav Yehuda. B'nei Adam ha'olin misham l'kan heina kimu b'yatzman. Even this Rabbi Avyasar was the one who sent to Rabbi Yehuda at some point this rebuke of some kind about the people of Bavel, because he said the people that come to learn Torah from there to here, they come from Bavel to learn Eretz Yisrael. They fulfill the verse, Vayitnu es hayalar bazona vahayaldam achru vayayin vayishtu. I don't know what that means, but it does not sound good. That they gave the child to a prostitute, and the girl, they sold the child for wine and they drank. So he's saying that somehow the people of Babel are a fulfillment of that pasuk.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a literal thing, but
there's a whole lot of explanation here, though.
Right? Maybe they're not loyal to their wives,
Rashi,
or they're not.
This means that they turned their children into deserted women and didn't engage in procreation. Therefore, demonstrating having children is important.
Okay, the people of Bible didn't have enough kids. That's what it's saying. They weren't committed to family life. I don't know. The cost of labor was tirtut, and Rabbi Avyasar wrote the pasuk.
Without scoring
the paper before.
Showing what a...
Meaning he doesn't know how to write it, or lack of respect, maybe.
Is it just a regular letter?
So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtayim Kosfim, Shalosh Ein Kosfim. Rabbi Yitzchak says that two words you don't have to write with scoring, but three, you shouldn't write without scoring.
He's saying
he did wrong.
Not very reliable because
right.
He doesn't know the whole.
Right.
So Rabbi Yosef, it's only Pesukim that he did. Rabbi Avyatar write Pesukim? One might not.
That's the pasuk in Yoh, the thing about the kid and the prostitute. It's like
right.
Seven
he
words.
He sent this letter to Rabbi Yehuda with this pasuk in it, and he didn't score it.
Even though it's more than four, which is the most lenient opinion. About Arba. Arba ein kosin. So Amar le Abaye, atu kol zelo yada ha. To Rabbi Yitzchak, lav gavar abahu. Are you telling me that anyone who doesn't know this statement from Rabbi Yitzchak is not a great person? If it's something that has to do with logic, so lechaya, you'd be right. Ha gemarahi. But ha gemarahi. U gemar lo shmirlei. This thing about having scoring for psukim is based on mesora. That's just not his mesora. So why do you expect him to follow that? It's not his mitzvah. And therefore, it's not that bad. V'od, ha'rav Avyasar, who to ask him, Mari al-Yadeh. Rabbi Avyasta is the one that Hashem agreed with him to reveal something.
God gave him the ability to understand a previously unknown matter.
Oh, this pasuk was difficult to understand, and that's how he understood it. Okay. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, by the Pilegish and Giva. Oh, this is a different matter. This is not that pasuk.
Right.
It's not the pasuk you know what we're talking about. We're talking about a different pasuk that Rabbi Yisro was able to understand. Right. By the Pilegish and Giva, it says, Vatizna Allah Pilegsho. Okay. What would happen that the Pilegish ran away to her father? Rabbi Avyasta Amar Zavuv Masala. He found a bug, a bee,
a fly.
Fly. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Nima Masala found an ant. It's a Nima an ant.
A hare.
A what?
Hare.
Nima is a hare? Okay. Va'ashki Rabbi Avyasta Eliyahu. Rabbi Yosef found Eliyahu, Hanavi, Amar Lei, Maika Avid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lei, Asik Kepilegish Begiva. Hashem is dealing with learning the story of Pilegish Begiva, whatever that means. Maika Amar, what's he saying? Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef B'ni Kachu Omer. And he's quoting you that there was a bug and that's what caused you to leave. Yonasan B'ni Kachu Omer. And he's quoting from Rabbi Yonasan too. Amar lechas v'shalom. Rabbi Yosef says to Eliyahu, chas v'shalom, miyikas v'ik kamishmaya. Does Hashem really not know? He's quoting both opinions. Amar le'elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Both opinions are true. V'zivuv masul ikbid, nima masul ikbid. He found the fly. He found, and didn't care. And then he found the hare, and he did care. Interestingly enough, you know, but one of them's wrong, right?
Well, no, they're both right in that he found
each one of them, but one of them caused her to leave, one of them didn't. And Rabbi Avyasta thought that it was about the fly that caused her to leave. And they didn't.
But I think the point is,
the legitimate opinion
was that it must have been a...
I'm just...
to be quoting him.
Right? For sure. I'm just pointing out that we don't typically understand Elu V'Elu in that way.
Yeah.
Usually Elu V'Elu means they're both legitimate opinions, they're both right. Here we're saying they're both legitimate opinions, but only one of them's right. Which is interesting. So Amar of Yehuda Zvuv V'Kara V'Nima V'Osamakam. The fly was on the plate, and the hair was in private part. I don't know whose private part, but okay. Zavuv miyisusa. The fly was because it was disgusting. Vinima sakanta. And the hair was because it was dangerous.
There's a whole explanation here that we should best not get
into. All right, about whether you shave your private parts or something like that. Ikaza armor, edividi, bakara, maybe they're both on the plate. Zavuv unsa. The fly, you can't really, you know, stop a fly from falling. Vinima piusa. But when it comes to the hair, you should have wore a hairnet. So ultimately, Rabbi Avyasta is a good guy. And therefore, we can rely on him to say that you don't need to say before Nefam and Nefam when coming from Lovel because the people will go back and forth. That a person should not cause unnecessary fear in the house, because here the Pilegish and Giva, she was... you know, intimidated. The Pilakam Revelvus from Yisrael, and a lot of people died because of that story. Amr Yehuda Amar Rav Kometzu Ema Yisrael B'Sofes Tzolchayu Hu Balidei Shalosh Haver Shkila Rav Shvichu Zamen V'Chilo Shabbos. Anyone who causes unnecessary fear and intimidation in their home will bring three terrible things. You know, this is relations, murder and Chilo Shabbos. Interesting that Avodah Zarah is not there for Chilo Shabbos. Amar Rabba Amar Bar Bar Chana Had Amar Rabbanah Shloshes Ram Sarachal Mosafes Erev Shabbos Imish Chashiach Isaf Nirav Tavadik Lefaner. So these three things that we say Friday night, Imam Malikin, that the person has to say before Shabbos starts: did you take Ma'aser you can't do on Shabbos? Did you do the Erev because you can't do that on Shabbos? And did you light the candles because you can't do that on Shabbos? Right. So Sarach Lemeimrinu Binichusa. You have to say them nicely. So that they'll accept it and they'll actually do it. Right? There's no point in rebuking a person or telling them what to do if you do it in such a way that they'll become defensive and not do it. So Amar Rav Ashi Ana Lo Shmi Ala Liha, Rabba Barachana V'Kaim Te V'Akayam Te Misvara. I never heard him say that. I just did that because I'm a nice guy.
I figured out.
Yeah, you should be nice to people. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Good finish there.